Crypto giant Tether has amassed roughly 140 tons of physical gold, rivaling central banks, buying up to 2 tons weekly and storing it in Swiss vaults. The firm is using stablecoin profits to back tokenized gold, trade bullion, and position itself as at the intersection of money, geopolitics, and currency debasement.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey. This is the Gold Fix Market Rundown. And we have, again, a lot to talk about. All the good news, at least for us. Two stories: Tether's golden massive dollar hoard. It's a horrible title. Tether owns a shit ton of gold, more than some central banks, and they're buying tons per week. They're not worried about the price. And the second is a preview of a chapter of our forthcoming book, Gold and the American Eagle, kind of a prologue to what we're working on. Here's the front page. Let's look at the markets. 10-year yields are unchanged offered. The dollar is up 35 after getting slammed yesterday. We'll get into that in a second. The S&P 500 is up 18. The NASDAQ is up 150. The VIX is up a little bit. Gold is up $86 from the 5 o'clock settlement last night. It spiked between 4 and 5. Silver is up 35 cents from the 5 o'clock settlement. It spiked last night at 4. We'll go through the rest of those in a minute. WTI is up 11 cents. Natural gas is down 13. The Bitcoin is up 690. Ethereum is up 4. Palladium is up 29. And Platinum is up 20-ish. Okay. I don't need new glasses yet. Gold, silver is unchanged bid. And grains are up. I was right yesterday. I said, buy gold, sell silver. And that trade worked. Okay, so what happened yesterday? We're going to go through it in a little bit more detail, but essentially, President Trump came out at 4 o'clock when the markets, when the stock market had closed, and made some statements. He was asked some questions about the dollar, and he made some statements about it. And generally speaking, he said, his statements were to the effect of, the dollar is weaker, and I think that's great. He didn't say that, but he's like, the dollar is great. I don't care that it's weaker. The other thing he said was, I can make the dollar go up or down on a yo-yo string or something to that effect. And those things made gold, silver explode and made the dollar crap out and actually had a positive effect on oil. At least I think it was driving oil a little bit. And that's significant. It's significant because, well, we'll talk about it when I get the charts up. It's significant because the market wanted to do that, and he just pushed it that way. Not to mention there was some sketchy trading going on beforehand. All right, so first story. This is a breaking story. Tether's golden dollar hoard gets massive. Crypto giant Tether has amassed roughly 140 tons of physical gold, rivaling central banks, buying up to 2 tons weekly and storing it in Swiss vaults. The firm is using stablecoin profits to back tokenized gold, trade bullion, and position itself as at the intersection of money, geopolitics, and currency debasement. This is extremely significant, not because it's new. We've known about this for a little bit, but it's ongoing. They have a converted nuclear bunker that's now a vault in Switzerland. They've hired two traders from HSBC, two of the better traders. This isn't going away. This can't be undone, just like all that gold that's being allocated in China. So that's a very important story, which gave rise, unfortunately, for me at 3 in the morning to this. I wrote this at 3 in the morning because after thinking about that, I couldn't sleep. All right. It's an excerpt from a forthcoming book. It argues that gold-backed tokenized money is emerging as the core battlefield of global finance. Private stablecoin issuers now speak in nation-state terms, signaling a shift where gold underpins competing digital payment systems, redefining sovereignty, currency competition, and the future architecture of money itself. That story right there, that's basically the reason that these books need to be written. And that's why we're doing it. News and analysis, more news. Tanzania liquidates gold reserves to defy global rate cuts. That's not bullish. There's no way you can cut it as bullish. It's just not bullish, but it's not very bearish at all. China to use gold directly replace U.S. bonds. That's our contention from yesterday's statement. Founders First Look. Founders Japan risks and gold reactions. That's actually for everyone. Moving on. More news in case you missed it. Allied Gold to be acquired by Zijin. Not sure how to say it, gold. So China Gold is basically buying a Canadian gold company, which means Canadians are going to be buying Chinese EVs. That's the Belt and Road Initiative. Hong Kong's Gold Elite launching gold clearing trials this year. Launching gold clearing trials this year amid surging metal boom. Yeah, well, China and Shanghai are, I'm sorry, Shanghai and Hong Kong are partnering on the launch of gold clearing, as Eric Young and I have talked about, and they're going to use gold as a repo HQLA asset to do that. And when that announcement comes out, everyone's going to want to buy gold. Everyone who hasn't bought gold is going to want it. And you're going to have products that are ready for them to come out. And that's when gold really will move. And that's when you have to ask, should I take some profits now? And the answer should be yes. Peak gold 6666. That's who was that? That was that Soc Gen or Jefferies? Soc Gen. Soc Gen. Jefferies has a very similar price. Breaking silver trades 123 in China. That was our coverage of that. Coming soon in the chat. Yesterday, when Trump made his announcement at 4 o'clock, we wrote something and we recorded something at 4:39 and sent it to people. The video doesn't show up here, but if you click on it, it'll take you to the video. We can give you the actual quotes that Trump said and what the market's reaction to, plus some pretty snow. Today's Fed decision day. 2 p.m. the Fed open rate market decision, and 2:30 is the Fed Chair Powell conference. And it's expected to be a dovish hold. It's expected to be no rate cut, but we're going to cut rates. It's expected to be a dovish hold. And that's the rest of it. Is that the rest of it? No. Please buy a hat or mug or hoodie and support independent media. I have a new employee, and well, he can't wash my car anymore, so I have to give him some work to do. So please patronize us. There you go. Let's look at a couple charts. Let's go to yesterday. For those of you that were here yesterday, today I'm a genius. All right. Yesterday, not so much. So we were right around. Here. No. That's four. Yeah, we were right around here, right? We were in here, and I was saying, this looks weird. The things I remember saying, hopefully I'm not glorifying what I said. I said, this looks weird. It looks like it's waiting to go up if it gets through here, but until it does, you do not want to be long. Maybe you want to be short. And if it gets above here, between 5,000 and 5,010, you want to be flat. Between 50, 10, and higher, you want to be above with a 5,000 stop. And that is what happens. And you know, it always happens. It just doesn't happen that quickly. And this is the nature of the gold market now. All right. So, and I did say there's a $100 move in it. Holy shit, I did say that, didn't I? I said from 5,000 to 5,100, you get us to 5,200. And here we are at 5,260. So we got a breakthrough here. That's really fast, though. And then we moved to silver. And I said, silver has a similar configuration, but it has a spike above. You want to be short silver and long gold. But you know, in general, you don't want to be short silver below here. Maybe you want to get long above here, but this has got to be a seller. And sure enough, there's a selling again. I have never seen technical analysis that was mine on an hourly chart work so efficiently. It'll never happen again. I should make a coffee mug of this. Anyway, let's take a look at the Shanghai premium. Start with silver. So we're up. Let me be clear about it. Let me clarify something. So here's 4 o'clock. Okay. So that's I'm sorry. That's 3 o'clock. Right. It happened at four. Probably happened in the last 5 minutes. Let's go to the 15-minute chart. Yeah, there's 3 o'clock. No, it happened at 3 o'clock. He talked at 3 o'clock? Wow. I was late on that. All right. So anyway, he talks at three. First spike, second spike, more. Now, those of you who are constantly concerned or don't understand why the settlement and the market doesn't match up, I'm going to lay it out for you right here. Right? I want you to pretend this is gold futures. It's not. Let me put gold futures up. I want you to pretend this is gold futures. It is gold futures. The gold market, the official settlement for the gold market happens at 2 o'clock. Where is that? Let's go to the hourly. So gold settles at 2 o'clock for settlement purposes. 11, 12, 1, 2. 2 o'clock. So gold settled at roughly 50-80. But it never stopped trading. So I want you to think of the settlement is based on the old floor. They settle it at 2 o'clock. And so everyone's books get margin calls after 2 o'clock. And then the market opens, it stays open, never really closes, purely on Globex on the electronic exchange, and then it trades until five. Where is that? So what's that? 1700? Yeah, it trades until here and then it shuts. And then they put the settlement up at the 2 o'clock settlement. And then those last 3 hours are after hour trading. So when futures open up, they open up from 50-80. So how much higher are we than 50-80? Today is, I don't have it on here, but today is, this is why I stay away from futures sometimes. So 50, today the market is up 180 bucks. Okay, but it's only up 80 bucks at the spot level because spot closes and settles at five. Spot closes and settles at five. Gold closes at five but settles at two. That's why you have a discrepancy on futures versus spot. Please bookmark this explanation. If I sound frustrated, it's because I am, because it's just, it has nothing to do with being frustrated with people asking this question. The COMEX 2 o'clock settlement is an antiquated aspect. It should settle at five, but they don't do that because you can manipulate the market at 2 o'clock. And when you manipulate the market at 2 o'clock for settlement, you can keep it low on the books. And that's why it continues to exist. It's a legacy of a manipulated era. Let me see if I can find the futures on here. Oh, yeah, here's the futures. See? Gold's up $180, $178 at 5260 because they measure from 2 p.m. They measure from 5080. They measure from here. Spot measures from here. Okay, that's the whole story. Silver, same thing. Silver is up on futures, it's up $6.57, but spot is only up 78 cents because all the move that happens after 2 o'clock doesn't get logged for that day, which is why on days like today, you're going to have an opportunity to use this right now. On days like today, you're going to have the same thing happen. The market's going to do this, and then the Fed's going to do something at 2 o'clock. The market will already be closed, and then the market will move, and you'll say, why did the settlement change? That's because they have the bad settlement. The settlement is a legacy from a bygone era that needs to be killed. Because you're just making people confused for no reason except to cook the books for a few banks that are still short the metals. I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, Vincent, for another great show this morning. And thank you to you at home for being out there and joining in here and watching along with us. Fun to talk with so many of you in the chat. And if you enjoyed the show, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and the notification bell so that you can stay posted as these different events continue to unfold in the precious metals markets. And just in case you missed what Vince had to say yesterday, well, that one is coming your way now.